Researchers, Facebook allowed scammers to push malware and viruses for years. By Lucas Nolan on July 2, 2019. Researchers have exposed a network of Facebook accounts used to push malware and viruses to hundreds of thousands of users over the course of 5 years. Ars Technica reports that according to a post published this week by security firm Checkpoint, hackers have operated a network of Libya-themed news accounts across Facebook which were used to push malware and viruses to tens of thousands of people over the last 5 years. Researchers first noticed the accounts when they were discovered to be impersonating Field Marshal Khalifa Haftar, the commander of Libya's National Army. The fake account boasted more than 11,000 followers and claimed to be publishing documents that revealed the conspiracy against Libya by Qatar and Turkey. Other posts advertised mobile apps that users could use to join the country's army. These apps really redirected users to VB scripts, Windows script files, and Android apps that contained malicious malware. The posts from the fake Haftar account featured multiple misspellings, typos, and grammatical errors which hinted to Checkpoint that the content of the pages was generated by an Arabic speaker since translation engines that would automatically convert the text from another language would not be likely to introduce the errors observed by researchers. The researchers discovered 30 Facebook pages, with some active since early 2014, spreading malicious links across the platform. The top five most popular pages were followed by more than 422,000 other Facebook users. The research firm found that just one link posted by the fake pages received 6,500 clicks, with 5,120 of them coming from Libya. Researchers discovered another account by the name Dexter Lee which made similar typos to the ones found on the other pages. This account openly shared details about the malware campaign and even included screenshots showing the number of devices infected with viruses. The account also appeared to publish sensitive information that seems to have been taken from infected targets, including personal documents of Libyan government officials such as passports, emails, and phone numbers. These pages and accounts violated our policies and we took them down after Checkpoint reported them to us, Facebook officials said in a statement. We are continuing to invest heavily in technology to keep malicious activity off Facebook. And we encourage people to remain vigilant about clicking on suspicious links or downloading untrusted software. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan or email him @lnolan@breitbart.com.